but yeah.
Yeah, you might be right. I think we might have taken five in June.
I'd say.
Say around the line.
At least 3 weeks to be in the Spanish group.
He's been sick that whole 2 weeks.
Just a budget.
We're out of time. I'll talk that.
Do you need the podium turned down?
I do.
Just a statement.
I just noticed that.
See, she is so sharp.
She's even gonna mind.
We'll talk about hi.
1, 2, 3, go.
I'm up and running, Miss Jean.
I am.
Okay. You ready too, Andrew?
I'm ready.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the June 4th meeting. June 4th meeting of Orville City Council. I almost got lost. This evening, we'll be led in prayer by Pastor Chuck Davis. Everyone would stand, please.
Yes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we are so blessed to live in this community, so blessed to be a part of all that you're wanting to accomplish here. And I thank you for these that serve us, Lord. And I pray, as Solomon prayed to you and asked for wisdom and knowledge to lead the people, I pray that they also would seek you in that way, Lord, that you would give them wisdom and knowledge as they lead us. I pray that you would just bestow upon them just extraordinary vision for our community. I pray your blessing from the mayor's office down, Lord, that you would bless this council, bless every department. I pray, again, a covering of protection over our residents, and thank you for our police officers, our firefighters, those that serve us each and every day. And I pray now your blessing. I pray your strength in each of our lives now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. We have roll call, please.
Shu.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Aspiris Jr.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Aspiris Sr.
Here.
Corkman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes from our May 21st meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Yes, sir.
I move they be approved as posted.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Second, Mr. Larson.
Wilson.
Abstain.
Aspiris Jr.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Aspiris Sr.
Abstain.
Corfman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shu.
Yes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Aspiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is that time of year where we need to start thinking about the 2019 city budget. And I do have before me a draft preliminary schedule. We are tasked with getting a second reading on a non-council evening. So I will continue to have discussions with council members here. Initial discussions are that the proposed date we have here on July 9th, we have very little attendance. So we'll discuss more and try to work out a date that works. And so more to come. Should have something solid, at least by our next meeting. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Move to utilities. Mr. Corfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no report.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Aspiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Recreation has no report.
You. Transportation, Mr. Shu.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation has no report tonight, but I would mention that
please be patient with our road construction and our one-way streets. I know it's going to be very inconvenient for a number of people, especially on Hostetler, for 2 to 3 weeks.
Two weeks is the goal.
So excuse our mess for a while.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you. I'll move to planning. Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nothing, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and personnel. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and personnel has not met, and we have no report.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Hamlin.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Along with Councilman Shoup's comments, I would just mention that our inspector, Dan Lau, mentioned last week toward the end of the week that they've had 5 concrete pours delayed from weather, either the rain the night before or the expected rain that day. And so we are a little behind. Schedule-wise, everything would have been moving along pretty well had we not had quite as much rain as we have. So hopefully they'll get caught up here and be able to move things along. But as Councilman Shoup said, we just ask that people be patient, and we will get roads open as soon as we can. I'd like to say congratulations to Coach Ayers and the high school girls track team for a regionals championship last weekend, and then this past weekend that the group that qualified for the state track meet finished 5th in the state as a team. Among several others that did place in some events, Alex Eby, who is a senior, finished her high school career with a first place in the pole vault at 12 feet 8 inches. She went out at 13 feet, which would have been really exceptional to see. And then she also got third place in the 100-meter hurdles for the girls. And both the pole vault championship and the hurdle place there in third place are new Oroville High School records. So a great way for her to finish her senior year. Also, I would like to thank the Firefighters Association for their help with Cornerstone Park during the summer months. They have been, in the past few years, the cleanup crew over there during the summer on their Monday night meeting time usually, and they have been mowing that grass over there for us that we now have since the Lions Club redid that Cornerstone Park last year. Our Employee of the Month is from the Fire Department, and that is Firefighter Medic Robert Bobby Evans. Robert was appointed to the Fire Department as a probationary firefighter on December 2nd of 2013, and he was appointed NFPA Level 1 firefighter on August of, or in August of 2014, and then an EMT as January 2015. So he's been moving right along with all of his work to be certified in those areas. Robert graduated June 16th, 2017 from Akron General Hospital as a paramedic. And Robert is an NFPA Level 2 firefighter and a National Registry paramedic now. He is one of our most active members on the Fire Department and EMS. He's a member of the RIT team and has just finished working on an inventory system that will enable our firefighters to track our EMS supplies much quicker as our run volume continues to grow, and this allows them to get supplies faster. Another area Robert excels in the fire prevention area, working with the youth of our community at community events and health fairs, and he's always willing to help with the 4th of July celebration and works with the softball crew as they prepare the fields after each and every game. And Robert's just been a total team player for the fire department, and we appreciate all the work that he does. I'd also like to thank the American Legion and the VFW for their work in putting our Memorial Day service together as they have done in past years. And all those that participated in the event, a lot of our high school students, speakers, and the band, of course. Pastor Chuck donated his car so that we could get to the cemetery, even though it was a little warm, but we made it, and so that worked out great. But especially want to mention a thank you to Sergeant First Class Alan Boggs for a great message that was presented by him at the cemetery For those that were there, you know that was a very meaningful message that he gave us. Also, and I didn't mention this, Monday, thanks to the service department, every year they're faced with the challenge of trying to get the cemetery looking the best they can for Memorial Day. And of course, it takes years like this to really appreciate that. If you know how hard it was just to get your own yard mowed with all the rain we've been having, you know, imagine trying to have that entire cemetery weed-eated and looking nice the way they do. So we appreciate the work that they've done for us also. And I believe that's all I have.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first Oroville Performing Arts Concert will be next Thursday, June 14th, our usual time of 7 p.m., featuring the hastily assembled Bluegrass Band, from rockabilly to reggae and blues to bluegrass. From country green to city blue, band members come together at an intersection of American musical diversity that provides fun, exciting, and spontaneous and entertainment for all ages. So we hope to see everyone there. Our first family movie night at Marine Pavilion is Beauty and the Beast on Friday, June 22nd, starting at dusk. This movie is sponsored by the Hummel Group. We much appreciate their ongoing sponsorship of our program, movie program. Just a reminder, the Oroville Firefighters Association Carnival Week is July 3rd, taking off with parade through July 7th, finishing with the annual fireworks extravaganza. And as Councilman Shute mentioned, the concrete street projects continue. We do hope to be finished with Church Street this week, Maple Street in the next 2 weeks. Weather permitting, we should also be done on Post Dutler in 2 to 3 weeks. Please avoid these areas if possible. The low bidder for the Route 57 Main Street resurfacing was North Star Paving, who we are very familiar with, obviously, that being a local company, so that's definitely going to work to our advantage. That project is still scheduled to begin the week of July 9th. That's my report for tonight.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions or comments? Okay. We'll then move to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities is going to get in the game. We're going to tear up a street, too. So we're
everybody's doing it.
We're going to be starting work next week on the intersection of High Street and Main Street, replacing a section of the main water line that will be replaced after the 4th. This will get us clear of the intersection, so we're not in the way or interfering with the schedule and the progress of the ODOT work on that resurfacing. And that work will only take about a week and a half to do. And we'll only be going down about as far as the Rite Aid entrance on High Street. Small little project. The only other item other than the resolution under old business is our department heads and our utility board committee members have already met and got a first look at the 2019 budget, so we'll be ready to present those things to the utility board sometime July, first board meeting in July. Other than that, that's all I have tonight, sir. Thank you.
I do have one question. Did you misspeak about how far down you're going?
CVS.
You said to Rite Aid.
Oh, yes. CVS. Too many drugstores in town.
Not going that direction.
From the intersection down to the first entrance at CVS.
CVS.
Okay. Thank you for catching that. Right. We'd be definitely going in the wrong direction.
Okay. We'll move to our finance director, Ms. Remlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have begun the 2019 budgeting process internally. The utility board committees reviewed the budgets today. They'll be presented to the full utility board for approval on July 9th. Council will receive their budget books electronically prior to the July 2nd council meeting. If you want a hard copy of the budget, please let me know so we can get that delivered to you. And as Mr. Spiros mentioned, we should have a final schedule before the next meeting that we can present. That's all I have.
Thank you. We'll now move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I have no report this evening, but our clerk has a liquor license request for us.
We have a request for a new liquor license for Oroville Market, Inc., doing business as Save-A-Lot. This is a new request. We have the right to request a hearing on this if we would like to, or we will just go ahead and submit it that it's approved. Any objections?
Submit that. We'll now move to old business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution 1518. I move this resolution be placed on second reading.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution 1518. A resolution authorizing the Director of Utilities to execute the 2019 through 2026 fixed volume energy supply schedule with American Municipal Power Incorporated, AMP, pertaining to Master Service Agreement 1-200-4739.
Okay. Mr. Brenniger, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, I would. I just wanted to recap information that was sent out to the City Council members on May 16th and some of the discussions we had at the prior City Council meeting. This resolution covers the purchases of two blocks of energy covering the period of 2019 to 26 or 2026. This will allow us to buy energy in two blocks up to 4 megawatts each, and this will be energy on a 7 days a week, 24-hour-a-day schedule. By purchasing in these longer periods of time, it gives us some flexibility over mainly in the area of pricing. It also ties down a need for that type of energy product since the power plant has changed in its operations. And I'll just refer you to the one slide that was in the handouts that was provided, that those blocks of energy kind of fill in the areas of energy that we purchase on an hour-to-hour or day-to-day basis. It's the energy that we're needing after the energy is provided by our AMP projects and the limited time the power plant is in service. And I guess that's the high-level overview of the discussions that have been taking place the past couple weeks. I'll be happy to answer any questions. This is expected to save us conservatively about $100,000. I'm expecting it to be even more than that, but we should be able to secure longer periods of energy, probably 5 to 8% below what how we're currently buying energy to make up those shortfalls on a hour-to-hour basis for our customers. So I'll just leave the floor open to any questions that you might have. We are not in any huge rush for this. The sooner we can move this legislation forward, the sooner AMP can go out and solicit proposals. That will allow us time to evaluate the options. This is a good time of year to be out on the market buying this. This is a buyer's period. Over the next couple months, we expect to receive several proposals.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, mentioned 2 weeks ago that the volatility, it bounced. Back then, it was a 56 to 32 megawatt hour. It was the spot market. It's calmed down a little bit. We all get that report. It's in the AMP report that you, Brenda Green, sends to us. And it's calming down, but Mr. Brediger said we're likely to be purchasing this in the low 30s again. And just a further explanation, it's a power, it's a futures commodity. It can resell. If we don't use it, there's low risk. There is no risk, really. Someone's got to have electricity. And, I know you're still needing to see some more, or we're comfortable we can pass it tonight.
Yeah, if we could have some time, because I did look for that. I must have missed that. Mr. Becker, the May 16th, you sent that
just
out?
Yes, I had that, and I also had handouts at the last council meeting.
Yeah, I wasn't here at the last council meeting, so I didn't get that handout. If it can wait, I would like to look at that.
I'm in the office anytime.
Now, you did mention that this would be 8 megawatts that we're looking at?
Well, up to 8 megawatts over the next 8 years.
Okay. And the driver is that we are getting tapped out and we're limited with our current
We have a need for about roughly 21 megawatts of this energy that we use on a 24/7 basis. And we currently have about 13 megawatts of that between our projects right now. So there's a fixed volume of energy that we know that we need 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And this is a very liquid product or commodity out there. It's the cheapest, it's the lowest risk energy that you can buy, because people want to sell that to you knowing that you are always going to use that, versus some of the short-term energy that we would buy during peak periods or some of the other off times. It's a strategy that our association uses for most of the members that don't have generation. We also use buying these blocks of energy that you can layer on top of each other, don't commit to for long periods of time, and allows you to divest of those or add to those as your needs change over the years. Well, we do this extensively in energy markets, and we use this strategy also to purchase gas for the Fremont natural gas cycle plant. So this process, although it's new to us, it's not new to our state organization that does this all the time. We're very comfortable with this.
So part of this 8 megawatts, would that come from AMPNR? They'd be overseeing this, I guess. They would represent us. We are AMP members.
Yeah, they would solicit the proposals for us, and those proposals would come from multiple.
So that could come out of Fremont?
No, it'll be coming from other parties. This is on top of the energy that we have coming from our hydros, Fremont, Prairie State, the solar, and
okay.
All right. Those projects do not, they generate electricity, but they don't generate electricity on a 24-hour basis.
Okay. In this 7-year master agreement, at any point in time, what we are on tap to purchase, we can turn around and sell at any time?
These blocks, we're looking at buying one block that covers the entire 8-year period. If you look at the diagram here, then another layer comes in at the end of that first 4 years and adds to that.
Okay.
And we'll look at these things on an annual basis. We may get out to the year 4, and if our growth continues or if it stays the same, we can adjust those volumes up and down. And there, so it's just to kind of fill that gap on the amount of energy that we're out on the market at any given time.
Right.
Today we're buying market power. We buy power by the hour, we buy by the day, by the week, and then also periods of less than a year. This just gets us buying longer periods of time where the providers are in better position to tie down those prices at a lower rate for us. Except savings for us are each one of these blocks, for example, are about $1 million a piece. That's $1 million out of the $17 million that we will be spending this year. So this purchase only represents about 8 or 9% of our total energy cost for an entire year period.
Okay. And how does that affect the power plant right now, as far as
it has no effect resources? On the, it has no effect on the power plant.
Negative or positive?
No. It's just lowering our cost on the power that we're already needing to buy, despite how much the power plant operates. It's the amount above and beyond. Yeah. When we changed operations last July from operating every day to only operating during the peak periods of times, it's when we are not generating at all that our exposure to the market is the greatest. Today would be a classical example of that. Our projects, for example, are only providing 60-65% of the energy. We're buying the rest on the open market. And we're buying those on an hour-to-hour basis, or we're buying that energy on a day-ahead basis.
All right.
This allows us to...
Which can be pricey.
It can be pricey. Those energy markets change every 5 minutes.
Okay.
Days like today when the temperatures are stable, pretty mild. But last week we saw those energy prices up in the $50, $60 a megawatt range. These contracts, we're expecting it to be somewhere in the low $30 a month range. Those are the risks that we're looking to avoid here. And again, this is very, very, very low risk product that, again, doesn't commit us to long periods of time and allows us to adjust those needs up and down as we see our growth changing up or down. But anytime you want to meet to go through that at that presentation and the information in more detail, just give me a call. I'll be happy to spend as much time with you as you need.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
This person, thank you. So, if I interpret it right, the $100,000 savings is an 8-year period?
No, that's annually.
Each year?
Annually, yes.
Good.
Anyone else?
Okay, that will complete our old business. We'll move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Ordinance G18. I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Forkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Ordinance G18. An ordinance vacating a 15-foot-wide alley running north and south, parallel to Cleveland Avenue, between lots 2983 and 3284 in the city of Orrville, Ohio.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is an alley vacation request from the adjacent property owners. This is what we refer to as a paper alley, which means there isn't actually an alley there. It is simply a piece of property that the city owns and could potentially use as an alley in the future. It is maintained by the adjacent property owners, which means that they mow it and maintain it on a regular basis. I sent out some pictures to everyone. Hopefully you got them earlier today. It kind of gave you an idea of what you're dealing with. It's just yard. The Deal family is here if you have any questions in regards to their particular request. Seeing this location, hopefully you have the maps before you. It's kind of no man's land, if you will, in regards to behind guardrail. There's fencing there. It's abutting a railroad, which we all know the potential of repercussions of trying to do anything adjacent to the railroad to begin with. To be very candid with you, I don't see any future use. There's absolutely no current use of that property. So I would recommend approval. Doesn't have to be done tonight. There isn't any rush to approve it. But I would be glad to answer any questions. I'm sure the Deal family would as well if you have any particular questions for them.
Mr. Wheeler, would 7.5 feet of each go to each abutting property?
That's correct, sir. Yes, the adjacent property owners on the other side is Roar Properties, which is it's a kind of a small apartment complex there. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Will. I don't see any problem with this, and I appreciate the photos. I was just curious. There's a sign here. I was just curious what that sign said, and then there's also a sign on the tree. I don't know what.
Do you know what those signs are?
No fishing.
I didn't see it. Oh, there were some signs in the yard, apparently. I didn't even see those when I was out taking that picture.
Yeah, it's a big white sign. It's the back sign here.
Probably no trespassing signs if it's a sign that's in the ground.
Oh, yeah, no, okay.
There's probably a sign that's in the ground, like a stop sign.
Yeah,
that's
it.
The post, that is a railroad sign that says it's illegal to walk on railroad tracks and numbers. I've actually called that number to ask them what we could do about people walking through there, and they said they had no idea of that sign even being there. They didn't know where it was or what it was. The 1-800 number that I called on there. Any signs that are actually on a tree, I put them there myself that say no trespassing. Not that that does any good, but that's the explanation that I have without seeing your picture.
I think you nailed them both.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Could I have the spelling of your last name, please?
D-I-E-H-L.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any questions or comments?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Ms. Bear Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Bears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
I move ordinance G18 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Bears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Bears Sr.?
Yes.
That completes our new business for this evening. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order tonight?
Mr. President,
yes, sir.
I would just like to thank everybody for celebrating my 30th wedding anniversary with me here tonight.
Hey, it's been very enjoyable. Where's the cake?
Here's the Kristen.
All right. Yes, sir.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
I move adjourn.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Bears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Bears Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting. It's now adjourned.
Because that's two-thirds of the president. Right, sure. Right.
Steve.
Yes, sir.
Give me one second. Well, I was thinking of over time there, but I'm going to be here for Wednesday.
Just been on our project.
Thank you.
It's mostly going to be down that sort of Taco Bell here.
Yeah, it's just down at the one end.
Oh, okay.
Where it's the bad.
Because they close it right out.
Well, it's the only way. And we're going to deal with that.
No, that's...
And you know, you can't close it.
I was looking for...
Thank you.
Thank you.
I looked in the back, because I wasn't here last time.
Dan, I'll just get in touch with Dan. We've been able to move some more money out there this year.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm looking at you in hair. I'm trying to figure out who you look like, and we haven't figured
out. Uh-oh.
Jab Nicholson.
Oh, my God. If you could bend Jack Nicholson, I'll take that one. That guy's pretty...
You need a little more scruff to go there.
Right.
And so, nice meeting you, but once you ask a question, you just tell them you can't handle it.
You want the truth? Are you talking to me?
So, Butch, I called down to City Hall. I don't know who I asked for. Shut down. I said, no one, I didn't know anything about it. They said, call Butch Shue.
I don't know.
So I said, call. I said, I'm calling down this morning. I pulled up. I'm like, why don't we pay somebody?
Dan Blount had it on the... I got it on Facebook last week, and
I'll just put it
in on our website.
Yeah, I posted all that stuff.
And he's been in personal contact with all the companies down on our schedule. And they've all been like, thank you so much.
No, it's great. It's just always... We're using... Putting off on the...
I don't know if you said anything at a county...
The wife and grandma show up, just as I'm walking out the door, says, "I'm warming up."
Oh, you went all out.
Oh, my man, come eat with me.